This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. There's a lot of unrest around politics in Washington right now, and it's the same in the UK as the clock is ticking on a deal on Brexit. The UK is scheduled to leave the European Union on October 31st, which has left Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Parliament in turmoil. Andrew Staunton is the UK's representative in the American South. He's the British Consul General in Atlanta and visited Birmingham recently. A big part of his job is promoting trade between the two countries, and he explained to me which sectors here in Alabama could be most affected by Brexit.
In the short term, those industries are the ones where there are just-in-time deliveries, where there are key parts of the supply chain that could be affected, because the United Kingdom is part of a single market within the European Union as things stand at the moment, so there are no customs procedures or tariffs. But we've not been idle. While negotiating, the British government's investing, I think, £6.3 billion, so about $8 billion in contingency plans.
I looked at some numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, and of course, this is only going one direction. This is exports from Alabama to the U.K., but they dropped by more than half from 2015 to 2018. What accounts for that? Do you know?
I'm not 100% clear. I wasn't here in 2015. I think one of the things that's clear since 2016 is there has been UK exports have become much more competitive because of the exchange rate. But I still think it's healthy. And looking at Birmingham, Alabama, I've just come from a very good engagement with Tech Birmingham and really getting a sense of how that organisation is trying to take Birmingham forward. And also my suggesting to them that they should look, yes, at London, but they should be looking at Liverpool, which Birmingham has a sister city relationship. Cities facing similar challenges. I think there's a very good position for Birmingham, Alabama at this moment in time, looking at the United Kingdom as a soft landing space, but also encouraging British companies to come here.
When we think about foreign direct investment in Alabama, we generally think of Mercedes, Honda, the big automotive plants, also Airbus in Mobile. Yeah. Beyond tech, are there other opportunities that you see for foreign direct investment?
Well, you mentioned Airbus and Mobile. I visited the plant there 6 months ago. And I don't know if you know, but all of the wings of the Airbus planes are made within the United Kingdom. We don't have a BMW. You know, we don't have a Mercedes, but the UK automotive industry is leading the world in the cutting edge, the bleeding edge technology that's going into all of those cars of the future. They're all thinking about electrification of vehicles. They're all thinking about autonomous vehicles. UK scientists, UK innovators are at the forefront of that. So we're really looking at what possibilities does the Southeast as a region? How do we ensure that our British companies that are so successful in supporting BMW in the United Kingdom and supporting Hyundai in the United Kingdom can come here and support what's happening in Alabama.
Is there anything that keeps you up at night about the current political situation in the UK?
Well, obviously, one of the things that I often hear is people say, oh, I've been tuning into BBC Parliament channel. It's fascinating. And I think as a British citizen, it might be fascinating to watch, but it's less fascinating to endure. And I think there has been a real sense of endurance over more than 3 years where the people want certainty. But I kid you not, every time you switch on a radio or a television programme in the United Kingdom, it's dominated by Brexit. And there's so much more happening in our country. And what we need to do is find a way forward in Brexit that allows us to have as best a relationship as possible with the European Union, but to remain that country that we've always been, open for business, open for individuals, open for talent, and open for debate.
That's British Consul General Andrew Staunton. Staunton's based in Atlanta and represents UK interests in six southeastern states.